This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. One of the most hotly contested ballot measures this November is in Boulder. Issue 2C would give the city the authority to establish its own utility if it can produce the same or cheaper rates currently provided by Xcel Energy. And a companion measure, Issue 2B, would generate $2 million annually in extra tax revenue to cover the costs of studies and legal fees. Xcel spokesman Craig Eicher says the company is opposed to the idea.
Municipalization is a very hard road to take for a city, especially one that involves the condemnation of a private company, as the city is currently contemplating.
These days, energy business buzzwords are the foundation for a political throwdown between the city and Xcel Energy. Boulder voters are intensely against the issue, passionately in favor of it, and somewhat confused.
I really don't know what that word is. Like municipalization, what is that?
KUNC's Grace Hood has more.
Let's start with a term that everyone's familiar with, renewable or clean energy. The city of Boulder wants more of this as it tries to reach carbon reduction goals outlined in the 2002 Kyoto Protocol on climate change. And despite Xcel's efforts to incorporate more wind and solar power into its portfolio, the city still gets about 60% of its energy from burning coal. That's something Boulder Mayor Susan Osborne says needs to change.
We really would hope to look at natural gas, other kinds of base power that has more flexibility to it.
Meaning more locally generated power from wind and solar farms. The city estimates the price of forming a municipal utility at about $290 million. Meantime, Xcel's consultants say the cost could be as much as $1.2 billion. And that leads to the biggest sticking point in this debate. No one knows what the price tag is. That's because the final cost would be determined by the courts and the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, a process that could take years to determine.
It will be a small investment compared to the real potential of the city being able to own and run its own utility.
The city of Boulder is going to have to go into debt at hundreds of millions of dollars.
Again, Craig Eicher with Xcel Energy.
And it's reasonable to wonder how they could possibly find more renewable energy than we're already providing after the end of that process.
Xcel's consultants say Boulder is underestimating the cost of buying the poles, wires, and equipment. They say it's also not counting compensation the city would need to pay Xcel for taking over its Boulder utility business, so-called stranded costs.
The Smart Grid City Energy Efficiency and Solar Rewards, they're predicting that they owe us nothing. And again, this comes back to our other customers outside of Boulder helped pay for those rebates. The city is assuming they don't have to pay those rebates back. We don't agree with them.
Xcel says it's question marks like these that could add up to higher rates for Boulder customers. And that uncertainty has moved groups like the Boulder Smart Energy Coalition and the Boulder Chamber of Commerce to oppose 2B and 2C. The city says it would not move forward if it had higher rates, and the ballot language prohibits that. But opponents say there's no guarantee for rate parity in the years following startup.
You know, people talk about the status quo as if energy prices aren't going up, but in reality, the status quo involves increasing energy prices for the next 20 years.
Sam Weaver is an engineer and part of the Boulder Clean Energy Business Coalition, which is in favor of the measure. Earlier this year, he led a group of highly skilled volunteers who crunched their own numbers to determine if Boulder's power experiment would be feasible. They met for weeks. Weeks turned into months. Their answer?
We think we can get to 70% emissions reduction relative to what Xcel's got going on right now. And we think we can do it within 10 years after flipping the switch on the muni.
Weaver says the model took into account the variations on costs that the city and Xcel are disputing. While the results are interesting, it's maybe more remarkable that this group got together in the first place. Not many communities can produce scientific peer-reviewed predictions from a group of volunteers, and that underscores something very interesting about the Boulder debate.
I live here. This is my home. I care about it. I think passing these measures doesn't lock us into anything.
In this video in favor of 2B and 2C, author John Krakauer voices his support. Other celebrities like advertising mogul Alex Boguski have also backed the cause. The star power is perhaps one advantage for ballot proponents, which, according to a recent Daily Camera article, are being outspent 10 to 1 by those against. There's been little opinion polling on the topic, but if you listen to residents like Kathy Laughlin and Brad Birch, you hear a close 50-50 split.
I'm always all for more renewable energy. I just don't know that the government is the best way to go about solving these massive problems. I'm like more of a free enterprise kind of girl myself.
You know, Boulder's seen as a city that provides an example for the way a lot of the direction I think a lot of cities should go.
It's the vision of Boulder leading the way with more renewable energy that Mayor Susan Osborne says is one of the most important reasons for supporting the measures. She stresses that a yes vote isn't committing the city to becoming a municipal utility, but rather giving it the right to further study the topic. But those studies come with costs and millions in legal fees. And that's one of many reasons why Boulder opponents say the city can't afford to move forward. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.